This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We are at the beginning of a education and outreach campaign on reducing rock salt usage across the state. And as part of that, we want to get a better understanding of how the public uses rock salt, both as a homeowner, or on a residential piece of property, but then also as commercial applicators, and so forth, so that we can better understand how people view the use of rock salt and the potential impacts on the environment and public health, so that then as we go forward with more education and outreach materials, we can better target our efforts and hopefully have more success.
What's behind the push to do away with or use less rock salt to melt snow during the winter?
So we're definitely looking at ways that we can help reduce the amount of rock salt that is applied because of the environmental impact that it has. Rock salt is obviously an important aspect. One important aspect of winter road maintenance, because we will probably have to continue to use rock salt in many different ways in order to maintain safe travel. So the real impetus here is a few years ago we had the Adirondack Road Salt Reduction Task Force that was formed by the legislature and asked us to look at the impacts of rock salt on the Adirondacks specifically, and we found that a lot of the recommendations for being able to reduce rock salt usage in the Adirondacks is really applicable and beneficial statewide, since we do apply rock salt basically everywhere, we have paved surfaces. It's a balancing act because we want to try to make sure that we're protecting the environment as best we can, but at the same time maintaining safe public travel and safety on our roads. And so some of the recommendations that the task force came up with allow us to start to do that. And so we're working on trying to implement those recommendations going forward.
And what are some of those recommendations?
So we've had recommendations from the task force to do things like update our water quality standards, to limit the amount of sodium and chloride that come into surface and groundwaters statewide, both of which are products of the breakdown of rock salt in the environment in storm runoff, which once in the environment in surface waters and groundwaters can cause contamination of groundwater sources or have impacts on aquatic life in lakes and streams, things like that. So that was one recommendation. Another was to increase funding available to communities to be able to invest in best management practices that will reduce the overall rock salt applied while still maintaining the same level of service for clear roads after storms. So that's things like brine alternatives essentially like a salty water solution applied to the road in advance of storms. It's new road salt truck, plow truck technologies to be able to calibrate and place down at a certain rate, a certain amount of rock salt, identifying cold spots on roadways where there may be a need for more rock salt to be applied, whereas in other areas it could be reduced. Plow technologies that provide better contact with the road, things like that. So in this past year, we announced a set of funding for statewide efforts for communities to take part in, where we pledged up to $15 million to help protect water quality by promoting proper salt storage and the application of road salt, which fulfilled another one of our recommendations from the task force. So that was a pretty big news this year, and we're very proud of that.
There's a few
of the different things.
What are some alternatives to rock salt that could be used?
In advance of storms, as I mentioned, there is the application of brine solutions, which allows use of a much greater reduction in the use of overall road salt, as I understand it. And so that's one of the main recommendations, is to make sure that we are using brine wherever possible going forward. And there are other alternatives specifically to rock salt, but just like rock salt, a lot of them have other environmental issues that they do bring with them. But in our report, we do lay out some of the different types of alternatives and identify some of the different impacts that that they each have. So it's definitely a give and take there. But brining is one. As I mentioned, the different plow truck technologies that have now come out are also important.
For those who are interested in taking part in this online survey, how do they sign up?
So you can go right to our website. If you just go ahead and go to rock salt reduction, if you Google rock salt reduction, New York State DEC, you should be able to come up with the website. We have a link to the survey there on our rock salt reduction website. The survey is open until the end of October, beginning of November, November 1st. And we're really hopeful that we get a lot of participation so that we can understand how to better fulfill our goals and complete better outreach and education on the subject.